kill your mom.
I know like every beat in that song because I just mixed that snowboarding video to it.
Oh, do you?
So like, it's just too much.
You need to put that on YouTube. For those who want to know who the hell that is good old Will Papageorgiou's band, Gray Sky Eternal. He is the, I think, the songwriter and guitarist. I think he does all the songs. Justin Tenpenny, their singer, he does the lyrics, but I think Will does the musical shit. But
he's Gray not just Sky, a strip club connoisseur.
Yeah, exactly. He's not just the one who befouls a Christmas and makes things so very awkward. He's also incredibly gifted musically. That's my bro. I like it. It's a good song to pump me up.
It is a good song. Got me in the New Year's spirit. Now that we've had Christmas.
I'll do a third sigh. That's indicative of me trying to say something. There we go. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papageorgiou, with me today. Same girl who was here with me 3 minutes ago when we wrapped up the previous episode the dumb bitch made me blow out my voice.
I'm your host. Arena Davinsky.
Doing a fucking impression of my grandma breathing in, and I don't know what the hell she
did. Your mom crying out.
Every blood vessel in my throat has burst. My trachea looks like the elevator from The Shining. It's
horrible. Wasn't that worth Arena's giggles?
Oh, yes. how dare I forget that?
Those are so hard to obtain.
So very worth it. You want to get more of this show, you're like, hey, this episode, it's a minute in. I already know it's comedic gold. I want to just digest everything these people offer. Well, you're in luck. You go to inpapasbasement.com. It's got literally every episode we've ever done of this show, including this one. I don't know where this one's going. Is it going to be a goodie? Is it going to be a baddie?
Well, I'll be talking a lot, so it's going to be good.
Oh, it's doomed. The scales are tipped. You also go to that website to subscribe to our iTunes link. That is very important. If you do anything with iTunes via iPhone, your computer, whatever, please subscribe to Papa's Basement on iTunes. And it's very easy to do that just by going to inpapasbasement.com. And it's also got our Twitter links. I'm at Papa's Basement. Arena over here is at Girl Knows Sports. And she's trolling for sweet cock, gentlemen.
Why will you stop saying that?
No, because I say the things you can't. You want sweet penis of every race and ethnicity.
All at once.
Delivered to your Twitter's mailbox.
Oh, Lord. I mean, please, Lord, let that happen.
Please, Lord, make that a reality. So where we left off, I was telling literally the most depressing Christmas story ever.
If you just finished listening to that last episode, now you're on to this one. You're in
tears. It was about as sad as the first 30 minutes of Die Hard, second Die Hard reference, but it's a Christmas movie, so we can do it. Right when they shoot that poor Japanese businessman who's just trying to guard the secrets of the Nakatomi Corporation or whatever the hell it's called.
I just remember the South African guys, and this was like a long time ago, so I'd never seen a South African person like talk. And I was like, these British people are weird.
Oh, that weird accent they have?
Yeah.
Where everything sounds like nigger?
Oh, my God.
What is true?
It is true.
It's true. There isn't a South African alive who isn't a filthy racist, and you know it.
I was going to say, what if they actually aren't racist?
Charlize Theron owns black people.
All a big miscommunication.
I am saying that as a fact, not conjecture. Charlize Theron is black slaves.
Oh, my God.
They are the dirtiest, most race-hating people on Earth. It's true. They're all really blonde and blue. And they were really shitty to black people up until, like, 1998.
I'm going to do this again.
Oh, God. Your trick doesn't work. It's
now
my trick. You just sound like you're trying to fuck with the microphone. Well, we left off with that horribly depressing Christmas story, and there's no catharsis. There's no healing. There's nothing to learn from that. I'll be in store for that for my birthday. In 2 months, for Will's birthday, a couple weeks after that. In fact, it's Will's 30th on March 9th.
What?
So that's going to be such a big fucking blow up. I will need days of like jacking it.
I thought your brother was like young.
No, he turns 30.
Oh.
And I turn 32. Am I? Jesus, I'm old. Oh,
just
where did it all go?
Don't say numbers anymore.
Where did it all go?
Stop. We already depressed people at the last show. And you're depressed.
What does it all mean?
It means you need to go take a bottle of antidepressants or some
well,
shit.
I'm not going to give you Christmas story time because you're Jewish and your Christmas is just not going to be that much. But, Arena.
Guess what I did for Christmas?
I don't know. You said he's not the savior and then just sat around eating burgers and Chinese food?
Chinese food, and we saw a movie.
Oh, how very, very stereotypical.
That's the authentic Jewish Christmas.
That's true.
A bunch of us Jews got together and did it. That's what we. That's how we do. That's how we roll.
You do New Year's, though. I didn't do much for New Year's. We can do my New Year's story later. Hopefully, though, you can carry the whole show because my throat's shot. So, Arena, without further ado, I want to hear what you did for New Year's.
I had a bomb-ass New Year's.
I
started out...
Look at you doing things with your life. I just dumped my water bottle on the floor. Hold on.
Well, I was already riding the wave from the night before because the Redskins had beat the Cowboys and...
Oh, you mean that glorious...
NFC
most glorious
division,
of memories?
NFC East Division champions.
I will tell you, that happened. I was beaming all night and I was smiling intermittently for like a day or two after. And it dawned on me, this is what happiness... This is what it is to have goodness in your life.
It was really good. We made my friend Mandy come out with us. Her boyfriend, well, fiance, they're engaged.
Ooh, he, good for you, Mandy.
Mandy and Andy. He was actually going to come
to the
show with us on
Saturday. Are you fucking kidding
me? Yeah.
Mandy and Andy?
Well, Amanda and Andrew.
This is like Chris and Christy Cooley. Like, I'm fucking me.
They're awesome. I actually tried to bring Andy to do the show on Saturday. That's why I was so trying to get you to do it.
Oh.
He was really excited.
Andrew was pumped for the show?
He's so funny.
Does Andrew want to do the show on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'll ask him.
Fine. Get Andrew for the Saturday show.
So just me and Andrew, you won't be here.
I think Howard's missing for the foreseeable future, so bring him in.
Howard's actually dead. He's in my truck. Now I'm kidding.
That wasn't funny. It's funny when I say horrible things. You just make him sound mean and sad. Howard's not dead. I saw him on New Year's.
People are probably wondering where he is.
They're not. They know the half-life of a show host here. It ain't forever.
So
no one makes it all that long.
So we had an awesome time. We stayed out till like 3 in the morning. And then...
You gotta nurse this story. You fuck... Like a
well,
damn
I'm
virgin.
Not, this is still Sunday night. It's not even New Year's Eve.
All right.
This is still glory of the Redskins.
It is 8 minutes into this show. I am going to lay money you've blown your wad by 13-minute mark.
Okay.
All right. Go.
I'm done. No, okay.
I win.
I got you. So we went to Fells Point and watched the game there, which was awesome.
What is Fells Point?
It's in Baltimore. Sorry.
What does it mean? Is it a place? Is it a venue? An area? What?
It's like a neighborhood.
What is it known for?
For fun. For bars and fun.
Is it like the red light district, like East Market Street, where there's just fucking fried chicken and pussy everywhere?
No, I didn't know that was the red light district.
Yeah, East Market Street. There's a strip club literally 2 or 3 per block, and there's tons of shitty fast food for
you. I think it's called The Block.
At 4 a.m. I thought it was referred to pretty much as the red light.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know they gave out sex there. I thought they just gave out.
Yeah,
nipples.
You know, if we were an actual good country with legal prostitution, we would have that instead of horrible strip clubs. But
hey, well,
alas,
taxes,
another show for another day.
The taxes went up on the rich. Maybe things are going to be right soon.
Who knows? Continue with this Fells Point.
The last quarter of the game.
Yeah.
This Cowboys fan was walking out and a bunch of us Redskins fans in our gear, like at the end of the bar.
I hope you made him bite the curb and you kicked his skull in.
Funny, because I didn't. But he was walking out and I jokingly pushed him and I said, yeah, get out of here. And he looks at me and goes, baby, don't be such a bitch.
Baby. I like how he prefaces it to class it up. I watched at home because I want to watch something like that in utter peace.
Well, that's boring.
And not a shirt. Those are my two qualifications. If I'm in like little sweat shorts with just my bitch tits out and I can watch and like no one's making any noise and I can just concentrate, because you're watching a game that important, you have to do the things that avoid the jinxes. You know, like you have to talk to the right people. You have to have the right things going on at the right times.
I only have one.
You can't do that while
you're
out.
I can't have anything crossed. So if you see me watching a game, I'll just be like arms and legs out. Like,
spread eagle.
Just like a starfish.
Just fanning it.
Just like nothing can be crossed. That's like the only thing I think is my superstition.
I can't talk to my mom. Like, if she's asking what's going on in the game, are we winning? There will be an interception within 5 seconds. That makes the answer no.
Tell
not
Maria
now.
She's not allowed to talk during any Redskins game.
She literally, we had our first conversation of the game. I was watching it on my own. We had our first conversation when Dallas brought it within 3 near the end. And I was like, fuck this. Fuck this. You're killing it. I have to go. And I ran away. And 30 seconds later was that game ending dagger
that
Romo picked.
And tell me that I'm going to be telling most of the stories on here. And then you make it all about you. Like, this show's your show or something.
I throw some things in the mix. And I have to ask you questions because you are but a fledgling in radio.
I am.
And you need to, you know, if you just say Fell's Point, we don't have a local audience. We are not talking to the people of Baltimore, thank Christ. We have a national audience. They want to know what the fuck Fell's Point is.
Oh, my God. I learned so much about Baltimore.
It helps. To stay out of it.
I want to move there. I love Baltimore.
I honestly shit on it. I love it too because it actually has a personality.
Yeah.
Unlike DC.
I hate DC.
Well, it's just such a grossly inflated, expanded, first generation immigrant place. So everyone is just here and they want to quote unquote live the American dream.
In Baltimore?
No, in DC. And it's like, all I want to do is get here, fly right, and have my kids go to college.
Yeah.
Like in Baltimore. It's just white trash and black trash that have been here for 10 generations.
But everyone's happy.
Yeah. They all know life sucks and it's not going to get any better. And they've all forfeited their dreams.
You want to know what Baltimore's like? Watch any John Waters movie.
Yeah. Yes. Everyone eats dog shit off the pavement and is a transvestite in Baltimore.
There is.
Watch The Wire. That'll give you a good idea of Baltimore.
I did see a human poop next to the Starbucks near my friend's apartment.
Nice. Nice.
And that's the classy neighborhood.
Oh, God.
So
they didn't smear it on a door like lamb's blood.
After the Redskins won, we went to this other bar and just kept drinking. It was awesome. And high-fiving other Redskins fans. And I was nice to the Cowboys fans.
Now, is it weird in Baltimore? Because I know that they have kind of a little sibling complex where...
Yeah, they do.
We don't really... A lot of us... Me included, I kind of view the Ravens as my AFC team.
Me too.
Just because who doesn't fucking hate the Steelers? So it's very easy to bandwagon with the Ravens. But a lot of Ravens fans fucking cannot stand the Redskins.
Yeah.
Because they have something to prove, I guess. So they
cannot. They're better than us. That's the thing I don't get.
Not this year, sister. Not this year.
They've won more games. Oh, no. Now they have it. Now they're they're one below us.
Are they 9-7?
Yeah, I think so.
There's no way. I thought they were 11-5. But who cares? That's hardcore sports talk. I'm just saying it's weird. Your average Ravens fan from Baltimore cannot stomach the Redskins because I guess they're the new kid on the block. They still feel they have something to prove. But anyone from D.C., I guess because we've always leashed onto their goddamn baseball team anyhow.
That's
true.
That
could be it.
Until this year.
Now continue with your story.
When our Nats did really good.
Yeah, that was nice. For 5 seconds.
I think like we got like free tickets at CBS all the time for Nats. Like
nobody
ever went.
All the time, and I would pick them up and I would just let them sit on my coffee table for 2 weeks after the game and then throw them away like a fucking old sub.
Oh.
Continue.
So we partied and then we went back to Manny and Andy's, kept partying, and we're like, we're just going to ride the wave. We're going to just keep going till New Year's.
Okay.
So 3 a.m., the boys all start playing musical instruments, and I was like, oh, fuck this.
This sounds gay as shit.
Well, they're all, like, musicians, so.
It sounds double gay, because they're with girlfriends, right? They've got no one to impress to fuck. Why would you play?
Just Andy. The other guy I was trying to bone.
Oh, he was trying to bone you, then, if he's playing music.
Yeah, I guess he was. But I don't think he was.
Because if you see me around a woman and I'm actually talking to her and trying to engage her, you bet your bottom dollar I'm trying to fuck that thing. Trying to knock the bottom, front, and sides out of that.
That's my favorite kind of knocking.
I mean, otherwise, I will sit and look at you mutely like the Apaches took
like,
my
go
tongue.
Away.
Yeah, I could not care less to interact with you. I'll be polite. I'll say hi and bye.
So, well, I think he got upset because... Last week, he was trying to hook up, and I went to sleep, and I told him if he came back to their house, or actually, he was driving us back, and I was like, he was like, well, let's just go to my place. I'm like, no, we're going to our friend's house. And yeah, so I see you're really interested there.
I'm very interested. You're jumping around a bit in the story. You need to work on your chronology. You're kind of you're giving me the looper treatment. You're going back and forth here.
You're gonna edit this, right?
No. I hate the sound of my own voice. That's why I have everyone else do highlights for me.
That's just your excuse. You love it, don't you?
No. I seriously, if my own voice comes on, it mortifies me.
You need to get in touch with your inner voice.
No, there's not much about myself I want to see. I want to see high scores on a game that I beat. That's it. That's the only evidence of my existence I want to process. If I had a nice dump in the toilet, I can be like, I made that. Ugh. Other than that.
So back to my New Year's.
Back to you trying to fuck.
No, not really that. So,
tell me about this band guy. How long have you been trying to fuck this character?
I haven't been trying to fuck him. I heard he's bad news. So,
why is he bad news?
Apparently, he's kind of a drama queen.
Okay.
He gets crazy.
How old is this man?
35.
What does he look like?
He's handsome.
He's a handsome Dickens?
Yeah.
What is his real job? Because he's obviously not paying the bills in that band at 35.
No, he has a real job. I don't know what it is, though.
Okay.
This is in D.C. I didn't ask him about his job. I don't care about that shit.
All right. You're in Baltimore. You're playing by Baltimore rules, baby.
Yeah.
It's just fucking cum all over the place and drinking till 7.
Ugh.
And then some Pollock Johnnies.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Not till June at the earliest. God rest your soul, Pollock Johnnies.
Oh, God let you.
Best half smokes ever.
God let your arteries clear a little.
Oh, fuck, I miss Pollock Johnnies already. That was my pit stop when I'd come back from my ex's house. Treat myself to Pollock Johnnies.
So we all wrap it up. You know, I went to sleep. I just wanted to go lay down for a minute.
And this is after the Skins game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just let me go into sleep.
You're passing out at what time?
Like 4 in the morning.
Gotcha.
So the next day we all get up and we're like, what are we going to do with ourselves? We ended up going to get Chinese and then getting ready for the evening.
Chinese at what time?
It was probably like 6 o'clock.
You woke up at 6?
No. We woke up way earlier than
that. So what
did
you eat before that?
I don't remember. I started drinking. I don't remember.
I love how you're like, this episode is going to be all about me.
Well, and it gets better.
And it reads like a MySpace wall. It's like, I'm so drunk. Why did he fuck me? Chinese. Yum.
Duck sauce.
Yes.
So after all that excitement, we get ready, go out, go to this girl's party.
Now, this is New Year's Eve. So December 31st, as some of the kids call it.
Yes.
Okay.
So the girl whose birthday it is, or it's also her birthday.
This is right about when I was spending New Year's Eve eating at Friendly's with my friends.
That's so sad.
Getting so fat on one of their melts.
Getting so friendly.
One of their butter-saturated melts. I don't know which one.
Oh, I forgot they have real food there.
God, I love it. God. I've been to a Friendly's. It's maybe 15 miles from my front door. I've been there, I want to say, 7 times in the past 14 days.
You have terrible taste in food.
No, I have divine taste in food.
Their ice cream isn't even good. It tastes like cardboard.
Bite off your fucking tongue and bleed out. That's... Look like Andrew W.K.
That would taste
WK.
Better than eating Friendly's ice cream. Yeah,
see, that's good. That was funny. I'm laughing now.
So we go to this girl's house for her birthday / New Year's Eve party.
Okay. Who is this girl?
You would love this broad.
Why? She got big tan titties?
No.
You're making a logic. You're making a very critical assumption here.
That was all sarcasm.
Oh,
she's very self-important. She was the first baby in 1983 and had a newspaper
article.
Are you
fucking
out about it?
Oh God, she is the worst cunt I've ever met, and I haven't even met her. The first baby in 83, where in fucking filthy Baltimore County?
In Cleveland, even better.
Oh, Baltimore shits on Cleveland.
It does.
The first baby in Cleveland. Oh my God.
She had a fun party. She provided a lot of good booze, and this girl made like this amazing
cake. How often did
she
tell people, you know, I had the first baby in?
You, if you did a shot for every time she said it, you would have been as blacked out as I was that night.
You could have lit your blood on fire. Oh, God. She sounds like the worst. Is she at least attractive?
She was okay. I wouldn't be like, damn, that bitch is hot.
Show me a picture.
She was like plain.
You got a Facebook picture of her?
I'll find you one.
Please do.
So this girl, like, invites us over. We all have a blast. We all go to watch
Cleveland
the
baby invites you over?
She had a birthday party.
Yeah.
I had a good time. People complained, but it gets better. There was a reason why they complained.
Were you referring to her as the Cleveland steamer all night? That's all I would have done.
My friends are going to love this when they hear this.
She sounds like a ball of cunt. I hate her. Who would ever let that story out? I've actually achieved good things in my life, and I don't fucking talk about them.
The best part is she actually has that.
Because no one's interested. Of course, the article's framed somewhere, right?
As her Facebook cover photo.
Oh, my. This is literally all that's ever going to happen in her life. All she's ever going to do is have her husband or whoever's fucking her dump countless loads in her the end of every March.
Oh, my God.
And anytime that kid isn't the first little fucker born in the new year, she's going to throw him off a goddamn cliff like a defective Spartan baby.
God.
And she's going to be like, again, get on top of me.
We're making the newspapers
again. April 1st, come inside me.
Tax season and come inside me season.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
So it gets better because we go to watch fireworks.
Are you ready for that picture?
I'm trying. I can't do 10 things at once.
Welcome to my life.
I want to throw my shoe at your face.
Why? This is just practice. You will become a hardened broadcaster.
I'm hard.
After six All months. Right. You got a little clit woody?
I got a little fist woody.
Okay. I'm going to look at...
Don't say it, please. So we go...
I'll be honest. I'm looking at this girl. She's got dark hair and dark eyes.
She's attractive, but not like, damn, that girl.
I like that part. She looks a lot like Charlotte from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Like, if I had to quantify her, she looks like Charlotte. And they can go, oh, fucking God. I'm just looking at her cover photo. And it's literally...
what I told you.
It's a girl for parents of 83. New Year, baby. And so, the picture they used, her mouth is yawning like a wailing banshee. Like, it looks like they have two fishhooks in opposite directions.
She's a cute baby.
She's just a baby.
Let me get to the best part of this night. Well, not the best part.
I'd fuck her. Like, she's got a good body?
Yeah, she's got a good body.
Oh, she's pretty fuckable. She might be shit in bed. She might be, like, way too clean in bed. Like,
I think she's probably boring, but yeah, I don't know.
You know the type that just lies there and it's like, I'm giving you pussy. Isn't that enough?
She had, like, 300 pillows on her bed. So we go to watch fireworks. We come back to the house. We're there for literally 15 minutes. And
with
then,
Cleveland baby?
And then Cleveland baby goes,
Cleveland baby!
I'm going to sleep. Everybody get out.
At what time?
It's like 12:30, 12:45.
Are you fucking kidding me? She had people to her abode and she's like, I'm beginning the 45-minute process of de-pillowing my bed. Get the fuck out.
Well, what she did was throw everybody's stuff off her bed into the
living room. Send this to Cleveland baby, by the way. Cleveland baby, I want to fuck you.
No.
I'm just putting that out there.
I might just see her again for the next couple
weeks. I'll dump a load inside you every April 1st, but Cleveland baby.
She's moving somewhere.
Where?
Don't worry about it.
To Cleveland, where her celebrity is huge. God, she's a pant load. She's a vicious pant load. I want to fuck her face so bad. God, I'm lonely.
Are you doing this because I always do this about your brother?
No. Like, I love her, but I hate her.
Yeah.
I don't know her, but I know I want to have sex with her.
Well,
that's
like,
what I'm trying to get at
as
here.
As soon as it was midnight.
And I want to use this show to have sex with her.
It's
but
not
I don't think
happen.
You can make it happen.
I don't know her.
Randomly message it to her?
No. But look.
And I'll be like,
Andy,
it's a different arena that was at your place?
Andy is friends with her.
Okay. So if I have Andy on, we can talk about Cleveland baby.
Probably.
Okay.
She's leaving and she'll probably never hear.
Where is she leaving? Why is she doing this to me?
You don't even know her.
I know her better than she knows herself.
You love her, don't
I
you?
I do.
You'd love to fill her with John's semen.
I'll give her all sorts of babies. I'll give her December 28th babies, January 3rd. My aim isn't perfect, but we'll try, Cleveland baby. We'll try.
You can't do it.
And I'm only going to refer to her as Cleveland baby, too.
Cleveland steamer.
Well, no, she's Cleveland baby, because I'm going to scream that in bed while I'm having sex with her. I'll just be, Cleveland baby, you're making me come.
And then after you'll be like, Cleveland steamer.
It's just funny, because I'm saying baby and then ejaculating.
Okay, so
where is she moving? Where is she moving? I got to know that before we move on.
I can't, because then that's too much information.
Oh, really? The Baltimore
Hoboken. She's going to Hoboken, okay?
Hoboken. Oh, if and when I get to New York, I can rekindle my romance.
Yes, I'm sure you'll remember who she is.
I couldn't forget Cleveland Baby.
She was the first baby in Cleveland.
She's kind of a big thing.
In 1983.
Yes. I can't think of anyone bigger that's ever come out of Cleveland.
I thought she was going to be the first baby in America or something.
What is she, a fucking sorceress's wife? Good Lord, came over on the Nina and Pinta?
I guess it's just kind of standards you have when you're from Ukraine. If you're going to make a big deal about something, you better be fucking big deal about it.
No, she's just pathetic, but she shouldn't be. She's fuckable enough where she doesn't have to cling to being the first baby in Cleveland in 83.
I don't think she was clinging to it. She had a fun spirit about it.
It's her cover picture on her Facebook.
I'm going to say it was just her birthday. I don't know when she updated that. So.
I'm going to say that has been around 365 for the past 5 years. What is my banner? Do I have one? I think I made Papa's Basement. There you go. Singularity of purpose. Achievement. Achievement is the goal.
So we get kicked out. Still New Year's Eve. All my friends get in a cab. Guy who I made out with the night before was there. And I'm somehow really drunk at this point.
Really? Somehow? I've got a theory. It's probably all the fucking booze you've been consuming for 48 hours.
There's something else, too. But...
Oh, that isn't called drunk, but a narcotic high? What else did you take?
Anyways.
Wait. You don't mention that and then tiptoe away.
Well, it wasn't anything bad. We were setting off fireworks.
Is it legal in 2 of 48 states?
No.
Oh.
We were setting off fireworks, and I think I inhaled some fumes.
Oh, I got you. Those Colombian fireworks.
Arriba!
The cocaine brand.
You're so stupid.
You were doing cocaine, quote unquote.
No, I wasn't.
Well, then put it out there. What were you doing?
I wasn't. Seriously, we were just doing fireworks. And...
Doing fireworks. That's what I always say to my mom and dad. Hey, I'm going out to do a couple fireworks, a couple bumps of fireworks, a couple lines of sparklers.
I got really, just worked up. I got excited. And then I started doing more shots, thinking about Top of the World. Drinking champagne, drinking shots. I'm just blacked out at this point.
This is what point exactly?
Like 12:45.
Okay. This is right after Cleveland has kicked you out?
When we find out Cleveland Baby's kicked us out, Andy and I start stomping on all the balloons she has on the floor and popping them.
Reward her for her courteous behavior.
Then we leave. Everyone gets in a cab, but the guy I made out with, for some reason, I need to make out with him again. And I'm like,
is this the band
going?
Guy that you wanted to dong you out, trench you out?
Yeah, we'll call him the band guy, but he's not in a band. Somehow he just knows how to play the accordion or organ.
Oh, the accordion.
The organ.
This fucking pussy demolisher.
The organ, not the accordion.
The organ. So he's a church guy, the 35-year-old.
No.
And you're how old again?
Not 35.
Shame on him. Shame.
Isn't he stupid?
Crystal Harris to his Hugh Hefner.
Yes, thank you. So
you're what, 25?
4.
24. 11-year gap. I don't know if I've ever banged 11 younger. Ooh, yeah, I think I have. Oh, yeah, I definitely. Never mind.
Oh, my God.
I remembered one, yeah. Okay.
Maybe you shouldn't let that out.
Oh, it was legal. Legal.
What were you, like 17 and she was 6?
An infant, yeah. I played hide it in
That's
a diaper.
That's how it was legal.
No, I had a lovely time with a college student last year, if I recall. And by that, I mean I fucked her.
Like we didn't hang out and read books or anything.
By that, I mean I had sexual wiener course with her.
So I decide I need to run out of the cab. My friend's sister is like holding me and she's like, where are you going? And I'm like, you got to just let this happen. And I wish she made me stay in the car.
So wait, you're making out with this?
No,
old
I'm not making out with no
in the
one.
Taxi. You're I'm not making out with no one.
No. So the cab driver goes and drops people off, and by the time I get another cab, because I realize what am I doing, the cab comes back. It's the same cab. It was a really cute guy in there.
Wait,
the
so driver. You fucked the cab driver?
No. He drives me to my friend.
Where did 35-year-old go?
I don't know. He was somewhere.
Like, he just left the cab. You were making out in the cab, and then
we
he left?
We were not making out. We didn't make out. The only time we made out was after the Redskins game, because
oh.
spirits were high.
Wait, wouldn't that so devastate? That would devastate me if I was making out with a girl.
Yeah.
And then the next night when booze is involved again and you think the experiment's going to get recreated and for some reason that doesn't happen.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, sounds like you wanted it to happen again.
I did, but my game is terrible. I told you about that.
We're going to discuss your game for the second half of the episode as we limp across the finish line. And we're not. This is actually a good one. I'm having fun.
Good.
I like it when you kind of take charge. It's like being fucking like really, I don't know, stuffed in your belly and full, and the girl gets on top. And you don't have to do all that much. You kind of just do like a, every so often you buck your hips. It's like, I'm helping out, but I like it. So continue. Put down your phone. That's very rude.
I was going to show you a picture of him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not the same as Cleveland Baby, but I'll look. Cleveland Baby, you're the one.
So
he looks exactly like Danny Ruye, you fucking pervert.
He does kind of look like Danny Ruye. I saw a picture of Danny today, and I was like, oh, fuck.
You are fucking Danny Ruye's doppelganger.
He's handsome.
Good old Danny Ruye from 106.7 on your dial in D.C.
Oh, my God. He does look like Danny Ruye.
What is Danny's Twitter handle?
At Funny Danny.
At Funny Danny. Click on At Funny Danny.
I love Danny.
And you'll have a picture exactly of the man that good old Arena over here made out with.
I have a thing for guys with beards now.
A lot of girls do. It's fucking great. I just grew one to hide how fucking fat my face is. And everyone's like, you're like this young hipster. And then they're like, are you into Modest Mouse? Or even that was like a 10-year-old band reference. I don't know what the shit kids listen to. I'm like, I stopped buying CDs with Pantera. I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Just group together a color and a dinosaur and you got a band of today.
Red T-Rex sounds amazing.
So this, we end up going to this place that's near my friend's house. It's called Dionysus. It's a Greek place.
Yes.
Owned by Greeks.
Yes.
So by the time we get there, I'm blacked out drunk. And I go up to one of the owners.
This just sounds like a poor man's fear and loathing in Las Vegas, but continue.
It's going to get good. I go up to one of the guys with a funny accent, and I'm like, where can I get a gyro?
One of the Greeks from The Wire?
I didn't know they were, I've never seen
Season 2 on the docks. The Greeks, they're the drug shippers. Yeah, they put
dirty Greeks.
They put the blacks to work. It's horrible. They bring in the drugs, and then the black people sell them. Division of labor, that's what it's called.
So we go to this place, and I'm like,
Dionysus.
Dionysus. And I'm like, this is a Greek place. I need a gyro in my life. And he gives me a dirty look. And I'm like, oh, it's because I'm not saying gyro. And the fucking Greeks just
even
flip
my dad
a shit.
Would call it gyro.
Thank
over
you.
Here.
No one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
It's a G. It's America. It's a goddamn G.
Yeah. He was like, I'm in America. It's a gyro. And he was from Crete and lived there for the first 40 years of his life or some shit.
And probably couldn't even say a G until he moved here. And he still says it the right way.
Yeah.
So the guy takes me up to the kitchen. I just like walk with him to the kitchen of this restaurant.
At,
and he
like
just,
1 a.m.?
Yeah. Just lets me into the kitchen and leaves. So I'm running around the kitchen just looking for gyro meat, looking everywhere. I'm like, where do they keep the big...
Why is he letting you in the kitchen?
I don't know.
You don't have a trustworthy face.
I don't know.
I wouldn't near you like that bottle of pennies I have in my room, much less in my kitchen.
I couldn't believe this guy who might own this place left me
It'd
in
be
the
great
kitchen
if he was just a
restaurant.
Bum that snuck in like 5 seconds earlier and you assume he's the owner because he has some weird indeterminate accent. He's just some homeless man with fucked up tonsils.
My friend said that I was like flirting with him. But
of course you were.
I was trying to find the gyro meat.
You're trying to get some sweet dick.
I was trying to get some gyro
meat. Oh, Arena, let's talk about how you can't get sweet dick in your life.
This guy was not attractive. I would not have done it.
But you just want sweet dick. We're just going to keep calling it that.
I need sweet dick with a sweet face.
Sweet dick. Sweet dick with Danny Ruye's face, apparently.
I know. Now I'm like,
why didn't you fuck Danny when you had the chance?
He's married.
Not all the time that you guys were together.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is that how we're talking? We're saying yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not never. When did you learn to speak so fancy good?
In Russia.
All right. So the night ends with you not getting laid.
No. No gyro. I come out of there. I apparently was flirting with everyone, but I.
Of course.
I was just trying to find where the gyros were.
You're just trying to get some sweet dick.
And by sweet dick, I mean gyro.
Some sweet dick. That's all Cleveland Baby wants, too. Sweet dick. and someone to recognize her achievement.
Basically, my friend just walked me back to the apartment and put me to bed, and I never got my gyro.
That's tragic.
The saddest story ever.
Like I said, I ate Friendlies, and then I went back to my married couple friend's house, and I, along with my very chunky black friend, Rich, the four of us, he and I.
AKA Fat Rich.
Fat Rich.
Big Rich.
Big Rich. We all four danced the night away to Just Dance ABBA for the Wii.
You guys sound like you had a balls deep
If we
night.
Were eight, it would have been the best New Year's Eve ever. I called it quits about 10:30, went home because my mom loves having us around for the ball drop. And New Year's is not a time when you can just close random deals, I've found. It's a very couply holiday, actually, in my experience. Not like Good Halloween, where women are all costumed up and whorish. New Year's is very much you go bring someone that you're going to kiss. I haven't done so much the random, you're going to be the person I kiss.
I hugged a bunch of cops at midnight.
You hugged them. You didn't blow them behind a dumpster. And thus their evening was wasted.
And mine too.
But that was all I did for New Year's. It was very simple. I ate to the point I hurt. And I played ABBA Just Dance. So you can just imagine me shaking my hands to Voulez-Vous. It was some good stuff.
Wow.
But I kept mine short and sweet because we're dedicating the last 12 minutes or so to analyzing why you are not getting enough sweet, sweet dick.
Before we go there, though, okay. I want you to know that I looked up the menu for that restaurant today.
Which restaurant?
Dionysus.
Okay.
Not a single Greek item on there. They had a shrimp po' boy, but no gyro. I was pissed.
I don't like that because Greeks own every restaurant. It's like Jews with banks and Hollywood. that's our lame, powerless bracket. And
we own shitty restaurants in the middle of Baltimore.
Yeah, it really sucks. And but if you're going to give it a Greek name, it needs to serve Greek food.
Yeah, at least some sort of like shitty.
At least gyros and souvlaki.
Gyro.
Yeah,
thank you.
And some shitty pre-made baklava.
Thank you.
Continue. Wait. I'm sorry. This is not where you continue. This is where we figure why you're not getting laid.
Let's figure it out.
Okay. Arena, you've come to me in your time of need and you're saying, I'm having issues with the guys lately. Tell me what exactly, how long since you last got ground out?
I think it was August.
Ooh, just like me.
And just my friend and I ate a whole bunch of brownies and then just got
fucked full of brownies.
Yeah.
Pot brownies or just normal brownies?
Pot brownies.
Oh, pot brownies. Okay. That's like, in my mind, I would just eat like shitty food and then fuck on that. Fuck on the sugar high.
We did shots and like brownies and then humped.
Really?
It was actually really good.
It doesn't sound bad. Now, this friend you fucked, why aren't you fucking them some more?
Because he lives really far away.
Okay. Now, what are you doing, Arena, to get a man in your life? Because
nothing.
There's also okay. So you are not really putting it out there. Are you looking for a serious relationship?
I don't know.
Are you looking for something kind of casual but exclusive?
How'd you like an in-between?
Ah, a woman who doesn't know what she wants. Magical. You're such a rare breed. I feel like I'm talking to a unicorn. Now.
That's my unicorn, nay.
Now, what would you want in your perfect relationship right now? And I'll tell you if it's kind of an untenable goal. I'll tell you, you know, what you should be going for in a man, what you need to be putting out there. But first, what do you want?
I want someone who I can bone.
Okay.
And lay around and watch Netflix with on the weekends.
Okay. Are they boning other people?
I would kind of be okay with that. Because then I have the option.
Okay. That's interesting.
I don't know how relationships work anymore. I don't even know how people get
into
them.
I do, and I barely have them. But I can tell you how they work.
I don't know how people even get into them.
They're not open.
Why?
Because everyone gets butt hurt when someone fucks around. And you know, all that letting a man bone around accomplishes is gives him the opportunity to find someone he's going to be exclusive with. And then you're gone.
You're right.
I mean, that's all it is. It's literally, he's just going to get... Women who look for fuck buddies. And what you're describing more or less is a fuck buddy with some overtones of a relationship because you're sticking around to watch Netflix with the clothes on.
I just want to fuck and eat with someone for a few months.
Every person is going to get fed up with that, men and women. I'm not just going to say it's a woman because she's going to want more intimacy. Even a man is going to get fucking bored with that eventually.
Yeah, that shit's boring.
Because
that's why I'm not in a relationship right
now. He's going to wonder when the other shoe's going to drop. He's going to, because you've given him so much leeway, fuck around on you a lot. And if he doesn't, then he's just kind of lazy.
He can't win with you.
I'm just saying, relationships need to be like boring, exclusive bullshit. That's just how it
works. Why? Well, like my friends Mandy and Andy have a relationship, and they have the most fun ever.
Do they fuck around on each other?
I don't think so.
Exactly. How long have they been together?
2 years.
There's no way. Are they living together?
Yeah.
There's no way I would let a girl fuck around on me if I was living with her and we've been together 2 years.
But I'm not living with this person.
I'm not one of those big fat real sex people. That's not how I operate.
Okay, so what if I don't give them the option?
Well, okay, you want your boning. First of all, I don't know how you're going to meet someone and be like, I just want this casual bullshit. If you're meeting someone who can get you in bed, they're sexually functional enough and social enough where they're going to be fucking other people. There's going to come a time where he's going to fuck the newer, fresher girl over you, and you're going to get real pissed about it. And that's just how it works.
Or I'm going to be out having fun with my friends and not give a shit.
I mean, in a magical world, yeah, where you ride your unicorn to and from the bar and you don't get a fucking DUI. There's literally no way you can have sex with someone and they tell you, hey, I'm busy fucking someone else tonight. And you're just out at IHOP with the friends after you had a couple beers. And you're like, that's great. Have fun. You're going to be so bitter. That's just how it is, man. That's
what if
just
I got
biology.
Weird after and I was like, tell me about it while we fuck.
That's some good shit.
That's a different level.
Yeah, that's kind of hot. I plumped a little.
I was going to say,
I ballparked.
You can't get a Dewey driving your unicorn under the influence.
I just, in my experience, I've never met a girl who, I've met women I haven't even boned and they get pissed when I'm talking about other women.
That's just the way we're trained to be, but once you change your thinking, I couldn't even fathom.
But see, you changing your thinking, and so many women in this generation have quote unquote changed their thinking. It's not good. Expectations are fine and right. There's nothing wrong with the same old goddamn Wile E. Coyote chasing the Roadrunner shit playing itself out over and over. When women act like they're cool with being the fuck buddy, do you know what that solution is? That's the goddamn Roadrunner standing still while Wile E. Coyote bites his trachea out and kills him. And the goddamn Roadrunner is like, hey, I figured it out. I figured the whole thing out, and it's not going to be the same shit over and over. You know what? All they figured out is how to lose the game. When women are just like, I want to get fucked.
I don't want to play a game. I just want to get laid.
It's always a game.
Do I just have to hire a hooker? Like, how does this work?
If you want to just get laid by a guy, go on dating websites and put it out there that you just want casual shit and you will get fucked out on the regular.
I think people on websites just fuck whatever, whenever. Like, more than people in public. Like, I don't think people in public are boning that much.
No, they're not. That's why I go to websites.
When was the last time you got laid off a website?
Jesus, my last ex was from a website.
Oh.
Not like a dating site. I just randomly met her online. But,
Is that a hickey on your neck?
No. It's probably dried blood I was shaving, and I didn't get a chance to wipe it off before I came here, because I'm all business.
You're on the internet boning, all sexy. Weren't you?
No, I haven't boned in a long time.
Yeah.
It sucks.
You did say that.
But I get a lot of internet boning. It's great. I hate going out. So I fuck off online, and I meet people like promoting the website and shit, and then I fuck them. It's cool. It's efficient.
Shit, are you trying to say that to get laid, I need to promote the website?
It would be easy as shit if you were just promoting the website and you're like, guys were talking to you and you're like, hey, want to screw?
Oh.
Why? Our listeners are handsome and successful.
I need to see them in person. I need to see what it is that's happening.
Well, you talk online at first, and then you meet them. It's very simple.
Sounds like a lot of work.
No, it's not. And with today's phones, everyone can take pictures, so no one can lie. Be like, take a picture holding today's paper.
Basically what I want, like a hostage situation.
Yes.
Now, I don't want a hostage situation.
Put a scimitar to your throat and take this photo.
Basically what I want, I guess, is...
You
want
to get boned and watch Netflix, but I think you would probably be pissed if this person started fucking someone else over you, because in some way it says I was replaced, I wasn't good enough as the new girl.
I don't feel that way.
I mean, if really all you want is to get fucked by someone you find fairly attractive, it ain't rocket science. I really would advise the internet, because you can just play numbers and you can reach a massive audience.
The internet just looks like AIDS to me.
I mean, yeah, if you're on Grindr, I don't know what to tell you. It ain't AIDS. I don't have AIDS. I've been tested a lot, and I've done a lot to maybe get it. If you don't want to go online, the problem is you're always still playing the odds for these casual things. Because what you're describing, I wouldn't do with coworkers, because then you're just the office whore. So if you're not meeting people through work...
There's no one to bone at my work.
I fucked almost everyone I could at my work.
There are like
it was great.
2,000 people at work in my building, though.
That's sad. There are like 70 in mine. So I actually fucked like a percentage of my coworkers.
I think 80% of the people in my building are women or gay.
That's one solution.
There's a pretty hot VP. I could just go older. I've already boned 35. I can just go older.
You know, that's really not the worst solution. Like, fucking a married guy.
That just doesn't
okay,
feel right.
Or way old then, but single. Someone fresh out of a serious relationship.
I have a person in mind.
Who?
I don't know his name, but I always see him in our kitchen.
Oh, I was going to say Abraham Lincoln, but then you said he was alive. So.
I love boning dead guys. It's my favorite.
I don't know what you need
that
to
would
get
be
your,
so easy
your engines
if you
revved.
Just date a dead guy.
No, you need to. I suppose what you're describing then, guys fresh out of relationships would work. Guys out of marriages especially, because they're going to want some shred of intimacy to it, but not a lot. Hide the fact you're fucking and sucking behind their back, I suppose. Because no guy wants
I'm
to hear that.
I'm not even getting any from, like, the imaginary
guy. No
guy
wants to hear that. Oh, God, no guy wants to hear that. At least out of the bedroom. If I'm fucking you and you're telling me about getting laid, that's okay. But, like, when you're just like, hey, I'm out to fuck someone else for the night, enjoy watching Django Unchained by yourself, that rubs a man the wrong way.
What about if I want to hook up with guys? Like, what's the alternative to this?
To what you're describing?
Yeah.
I would say like a normal functional relationship.
What's that? How does that happen?
Okay, to me, how does it happen?
Yeah.
I mean, I've dated a couple coworkers. To this day, I've never met people effectively from bars. Because a coworker is at least someone kind of in a similar station in life. And if you go online, where I meet a lot of people too, you can very quickly filter the people that you're interacting with. But for me, in my experience, bars were very shitty because you're just doomed to people, like the fucking 4 to 5 people you want to screw in the bar that night, who, what do you have in common with them? You're drinking. That's a real strong foundation for something magical. So
that's how my parents met. What are you trying to say?
To me.
I'm kidding. They met in kindergarten.
Oh, God.
It was Russia. It's cold. Don't do much there.
To me. A relationship, honestly, it's if I'm not for when I'm sleeping with women, it's one of two things. It's very, very casual, like with none of the shit you're mentioning. Like it's literally just
like you just call each other up, booty call situation.
Kind of. Yeah. And maybe you just text each other outside of that. But you log no real
emotional connection.
You can be friendly with each other. Like, I don't want to. Yeah. But you're just 80% of your talking is, hey, let's fuck. Let me see your tits. Fun shit like that.
Romantic stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Wooing, I think, is the term. Woo. And the other side is you meet someone you respect. You're very attracted to them. That always helps. But you actually enjoy them. Like what you're describing, someone I could stomach enough to watch Netflix with, I would want to date them. I would want something exclusive there.
That's my friends Mandy and Andy.
Yeah.
I can't date them.
Well, I mean, that was my relationship. I would eat shitty food. I would fuck. And then we'd play Wii and watch Netflix. That was it. And I was fine with that being exclusive.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. It's good because going out and finding new people every 5 seconds is boring. If you find someone you feel
like
something.
That's a lot of work. I don't have that kind of energy.
If you find someone you feel like an achievement. Well,
I have a
it.
Job and this beautiful podcast I have to do once a week.
Yeah, then you need to go online. That really, I think there's no shame in online, but look at me. I feel no shame in talking about whacking off into my bed sheets to an audience of God knows how many.
Bed sheets you turned eight in.
Yeah, so I'm not really the proper person to bounce good and bad, but I'd like to think I know relationships well for some reason, and
That's the thing, though. Any guy can get a girlfriend. Like, what's wrong with us women that we're just like...
Well, no, I will always say that any woman can get laid on any given night. And it's funny because they just won't process that fact because a woman can't even comprehend of sex with men she wouldn't want to sleep with. Whereas a guy can think of sleeping with someone usually you wouldn't want to touch with a 10-foot pole, but fuck it, it's last call. You got to do what you got to do. Normandy has to be breached. a woman, it's true. A woman can just be like, someone fuck me. And someone gross enough will come up and plow you. Like, depending on where your looks are, you're going to get 80% of the bar wanting to fuck you, 60%, 40, 20, whatever.
What about someone's this right here? You. How much of the bar? You can be honest.
I mean, I would say at least 50% of the bar is going to fuck you any given night.
I'll take that.
You'll take it and roll with it.
Compliment.
Yeah. 50% of the bar would anonymously drop a load in you.
By the way, do I get 10 extra percent since your mom said I'm adorable?
Yes. My mommy likes you a lot.
60%.
We'll go 70. It's Christmas time.
Ooh, I like it.
70% of the bar would fuck Arena. So what you're describing, it's why are you so afraid of the relationship part? That's what I'm curious about. You're describing a relationship, except you kind of want to think your options are open, but it doesn't sound like you even care to take advantage of them because you're barely boning.
The thing is, I think every time I've been in a relationship, it just gets so stale, and I'm like, I can't even look at your fucking face anymore.
Do you think that's a problem not with relationships in general, but
you're right, it's the guys that I picked.
Not only the guys, do you think you have a problem? Because I know a lot of girls who are hooked on the rush of new guy. And they
simply... Of course,
simply...
everyone likes that.
See, I don't. I like when it gets fucking lazy. I love when the shine's off it.
Like, I think I want too much from...
friends that bang.
I think I want too much from a boyfriend. Like, I want a best friend. Like, I want to go jogging with
That's
you.
That's fine. A best friend can only be found in time, though. And you're telling me you sour on these guys quickly.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what? You might be. There are a couple girls out there. Hell, I got a couple exes that fit this bill where there's nothing better than the rush of new relationship and they're completely in love and this new guy is the best thing ever. And 6 months later, it is, fuck, I cannot stand this motherfucker and he's so bad to me. Etc., etc., and they've got a new guy lined up because this new guy is the best thing ever and he treats her so well and it's just the same shit day in, day out. I'm the opposite.
I don't like
you for a long goddamn time, but I'll fuck you.
I feel like the bottom sides and whatever just got knocked out of me when you said that because I was like, oh my God, that's me.
You're not unique in that. Don't worry. It's not like I'm describing 5% of the population.
Do you take Aetna? I think I might have to come see you.
There are just a lot of women where... They want intimacy and they cannot handle it. Like they know to look for it, and the most intimate they can get is in the first few months of a relationship, and then it just always stops.
Just that word scares me. Gave me the shakes.
You know, it's not the worst, man. Because you got to look at it this way: if you're not fucking anyone and you go from 0 to 1, why the hell do you need 2, 3, and 4 on top of that?
You're right. You're right. What should I do, John?
I would honestly try to get into a career you really like and fuck coworkers and go online.
That sounds contradictory to fuck people at my work where I really like it.
No, it's great because there are people, again, who are kind of in your position in life and they have your passions. Work a good job. I'm not saying become a fucking garbage man and fuck your fellow garbage men. That's a recipe for horrible things. Where it's like, hey, did you get that couch at the corner of 17th and B? And it's like, yeah, I did.
Let's hump on it.
Yeah, let's screw on it. That's some hot shit.
My friend's actually dating this girl he met at work. And before they really were official, they would just bone on their lunch hour. And that was kind of hot.
Sounds magical.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not eating lunch anyways. Let's just do it.
I used to fuck my coworker on a lunch hour.
That sounds hot.
It's great.
Fuck, I just fart. You come start fucking somebody at work.
You come back all flushed.
There's actually
sweaty.
A guy. I think he might be single.
I just text me if you have any questions. But I think a lot of women, they bemoan what men do. And I think men bemoan what women do. And you need to fix what's going on in your own house, man.
I want to be moaning.
Oh, I see what you did there. But I think a lot of people, it's the problems are always outside, never inside. Simple as that.
You're right.
And for most of us, you gotta fix what's in there. Then you go out and take on the world.
So I should get a boob job.
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, tit job's great. Great place to start.
That's just a few months away, so we're good.
Nice.
March.
Well, this entire episode was worthless then, because that's how you're going to meet all the boys. Just getting your tits fixed and all big.
They're good now.
They can be bigger. They can always be bigger.
These are nice.
Make them bigger.
I like that at least once an episode, I'll like ask you about my boobs.
Make them bigger. That's today's answer. Well, Arena, thank you for opening up. I like that you're actually real on the air. A lot of people don't do that when they're on the show. That's why you're one of the good ones.
I have
you
fun.
Opened up, you throw your shit out there, and this was an episode about you, but in the right way.
I like it.
Good.
If you want to ask Papa questions about your
Yeah,
fucking
hit me
life.
Up. I'm inpapasbasement @gmail.com, @papasbasement on Twitter. My name's John Papagiorgio. I am the guy in charge of inpapasbasement.com, which has
for now
all these episodes, yes, till Arena runs me out of my own thing. All the episodes, including the one you heard today, hosted at inpapasbasement.com. The link is also there to do an iTunes subscription. Please do that. It helps our rankings on that site. One day we'll get discovered because we're like one of 8 or 9 podcasts out there. Only
That's
a matter
it.
Of time. You want to get hold of Arena, flirt with her, be like, hey, baby, I'm the one. And I think you should.
We actually have a pretty cute listener that said I was hilarious on the Fireball episode.
Shit. Oh,
I think it's
shit.
From Wisconsin or something.
All right. Fly in some sweet dick for you. It's at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter. That's how you bug Arena with your cock pics. Till next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.